You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
On a short week as well.
Oh, no, it's basically hump day. Happy hump day.
Yep. That is Get fun. It. How are you guys feeling this morning? Ready to go?
Yeah, I feel on top of the world.
Yeah, lovely.
I don't know what it is. I feel like it's just that prospect, like you said, of the four-day weekend.
Mm.
That just revitalizes you, gives you another lease on life.
Certainly does. You've got a big camping trip ahead, right?
Ooh. Well, that's it. Me and my partner, Siobhan, we're in the Blue Mountains for like four nights.
That'll be interesting.
Stunning.
Well, we're so lucky because we finished so early on Thursday.
Yeah.
We can sneak in Thursday night as well.
Oh.
So I've got Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. All in the Blue Mountains. Oh,
more bang for your buck. That's
pretty
good.
That is living.
I know. I'm so excited to do absolutely nothing as well. Just get a bit of extra sleep in.
Yeah.
Hang out, you know. We're staying near this lake as well, kind of like this little creek, I guess, in the Blue Mountains.
That sounds great.
Fire crackling in the background.
Oh, what a treat,
ultimate
honestly.
Relaxation.
Yeah, I'm very, very
that
excited.
Sounds good.
I tell you what, though, I feel like you're already in relax mode because I've noticed that your voice has changed a bit this morning, Stephen.
Really? You reckon?
Yeah,
let's have a listen to it, to the dulcet tones.
What do you want me to say? What would you like me to treat you with?
Haven't you noticed, though?
Walk us through, like, your camping setup next to the lake.
Well, our camping setup's pretty simple, really.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot to it. We've got this, like, swag which we roll out. If the weather's bad, we'll put a tent over the top of it. If not, we'll sleep under the stars. Like you said, the fireplace will be crackling in the background there.
Mm.
We'll have the little... we'll either cook on the fireplace or we got a little burner. I don't know.
I think your voice has just gone down like an octave or two.
It's
like,
a relaxed
it's
voice.
It's more sultry and it sounds more...
Yeah, ooh. I think Ari's quite liking that said lower voice.
I just noticed it. Oh, moving right along. Dino, how are you?
Yeah. You know what? After all that, I've got nothing. I've got nothing to back that up. That was superb. Just the chemistry between you two this morning is on another level.
It was all built while you were away sick, you big bludger.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you take what you can get, but maybe I shouldn't have gotten sick somehow. I feel like I've somehow missed out. That's all right, though.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So the changing of the weather means we're back to comfort food season.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it.
Last night at the Hamilton Chateau, it was lasagna night.
Oh, get out. Oh, I love lasagna.
What a treat.
Garfield vibes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, and it was a Monday as well. I mean, you can't write stuff like this, can you?
So were you cooking?
I was not cooking, which makes the lasagna 5,000 times better.
Okay.
Because, well, lasagna tastes so good, but it is undoubtedly a process to make a good lasagna.
Yeah, the bechamel, taking your time, you lift the wooden spoon out of the sauce. Not quite right. Back in again.
Stirry,
back again.
I feel like there's not probably a dish in the world that takes up more pots and pans than lasagna.
Were you on washing up?
No, I was not washing up either.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you've walked away unscathed here.
That is a stunning evening, isn't it?
Ultimate way to enjoy lasagna. You sit there, you eat it. I didn't even put my plate in the dishwasher. Someone else did that.
Oh, my God.
Living, Barry. Come on.
Oh, no. What a treat. So, anyway, I just thought, you know, with the...
How do you go up from there? Well,
and on a Monday, too. Come on.
The week goes downhill rapidly, doesn't it?
Short week doesn't matter. Yeah. Eating lasagna, not washing up. Wow.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Oh, good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
It's good for a Tuesday. I'm feeling good. Are you feeling good?
Me too. Yeah.
All right. Well,
obligatory small talk out the way.
It's ordered. Now news stuff.
I love talking to Jackie. It's my favourite part of the morning. All right, so let's kick off with some great news today. Some construction's happening for a motorsports facility.
Yes, so this is very good for motorsports enthusiasts in Lake Macquarie. So a former coal mine site in Wakefield is being transformed into Black Rock Motor Resort.
resort. Oh,
is it going to be like swimming pools?
Yeah, I was going to say.
A hotel and everything. Yeah. When I hear resort, I'm like, where are the pina coladas at?
So there's luxury accommodation, yes. A restaurant, conference and functional space, and a 5.25-kilometre circuit.
Oh.
Circuit.
Yeah.
So do we know what sport this is for? Like, is it like bikes or is it cars or everything, is it? Or
I believe it's bikes. It says motorsport enthusiasts are the target.
Is that like, motorbikes or is it like go-karts or something like that?
Yeah.
All of the above.
Formula One's in a hot spot right now. Maybe we could get some of that action.
Well, I was going to say, I guess the hope is we could maybe use it to bring back the Newey 500.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, it's
obviously.
Not.
Well, yeah.
That thing was a punish.
Yeah, well, it was a punish because of all the, bump in and bump out and all that kind of stuff, taking up all the streets. And because it's a street race, it was, through the main, strip in town.
Mm.
But if you had a resort out of the area, which is used for it anyway, then it's not taking up people's commute to and from work. It's not,
It's just in its own spot. It'd just be, if you want to go, it's right there sort of thing.
Interesting. Also, Jackie, do we know any time frames of when it's meant to be finished or...
Between now and the future.
Yes.
There we go, sorted. I think I fixed that for you, Ari.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much. Okay, also in Lake Macquarie, Jackie, council's got plans for upgrades.
Yeah, so you might be able to propose your plans for a new track for the...
New 500.
Yeah, 500, yeah. So Lake Macquarie Council has put out plans for a $380 million budget.
Oof.
Yeah, so there's 128 actions on that and people can post their opinions on there. But what I think is the most interesting about this plan is council's also endorsed planning to better facilitate infill housing and greater housing diversity in residential areas.
Oh, that's so needed. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty hot topic at the moment is like local housing and upgrading that. So that's some of the stuff that they're focusing on.
Ooh. There you go.
180 mil. We could do some damage with that, couldn't we?
That's a lot of cheese.
Give us, for a start, you could get a really good, charcuterie board. And get the thought process firing. A lot of people have ideas after you have a bit of cheese and bickies,
Yes, definitely. And the plan aims to enhance the city's infrastructure, environment, well-being, sports facilities, economy, everything. But do you want to hear some of the, main things that they're focusing on?
Yes, please.
Please.
Road resurfacing. Road sealing.
Oh, for God's sake.
They're just putting it all in roads, aren't they?
There's going to be done, to be fair.
Yeah, there's potholes there that are up for their 10th anniversary and stuff like that. What is the gift when you got a 10th anniversary? I don't know, gold or something. You shouldn't be awarding that to potholes.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
We do like the life and times of billionaires. There's something interesting about it. They're, in some ways, they're just everyday people living their lives. But with billions of dollars.
Yeah.
They have the resources to do anything, but sometimes the things they do, they pick to and choose to do.
Yeah, they choose to do. Are very, baffling, aren't they?
Very odd. So there was this, summit that Jeff Bezos, he's the one that came up with Amazon.
Oh, that's right.
He was talking about all of the, parenting decisions he had with his... now ex-wife.
Yeah.
Right, so they split up a while ago. He said when the kids were young, he tried to instill qualities that were like resourcefulness and self-reliance.
Oh, that's a good thing, though. That's good parenting.
Now, if you are a billionaire, that would be good for your kids to have. Otherwise, they would just like throw money at every problem forever, right?
They probably would anyway, but yeah.
Well, that's it. The big fear is that you raise a bunch of Nepo babies, isn't it?
That don't know how to even do anything themselves, microwave a meal or whatever, right?
Brooklyn Beckham.
Perfect example. Yeah, I'm a chef. No, you're not, mate. Anyway, so some of the things he did to try and instill those qualities, he said, let the kids use sharp knives, as in cooking knives, as at young as 4 years of age.
What?
And power tools by 7.
No, he did not.
I beg your pardon.
So, he said, and he was talking about his wife as well. He's like, we'd much rather have kids with 9 fingers than a resourceless kid.
That can't be a thing.
That's
surely.
Not a saying.
And it's not like, as well, it's not like, if you don't start them before four, they'll never learn. That's it. That's the end of their chance.
Like the proper motor skills developed completely yet to be able to hold and wield a knife.
I don't know. I reckon at four I was like cutting things up, helping the kitchen.
I don't think you were. Honestly, I don't think you were.
What makes you say that?
I just don't think you any kid would be. I think Ari's right. Well, of course I wasn't. It was like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I think Ari's right.
I was living in black and white, actually.
You have the motor skills needed. I don't think you have the coordination and the handle I required at 4 years old to safely use a knife.
What about power tools?
No.
Nah, again, I don't think so. I reckon I was introduced to, like, a hot glue gun at, like, 9 maybe or 10, and that felt dangerous.
Mine was, like, 16. Time. People don't trust me.
Oh, both of those seem pretty slow to me, to be honest. But I'll take that from what you will.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I think around the team about 2 minutes ago, there was a collective gasp.
Yes.
As our eyes looked to the group television.
Yeah.
And we saw a new Happy Gilmore movie's being made.
Sequel time.
Well, was it confirmed? It sounds like there's a script kind of knocking about somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there's a script, there'll be money. Because people know the success of that movie.
Yeah, one of the actors said that Adam Sandler has the script ready to go. Like, he's in possession of it.
Well, he does make about 30 movies a year for Netflix. So surely they can put it in the mix. Well,
yeah, exactly.
And he's got the formula down pat as well. So you know the movie will be fine.
Yeah,
there'll be a lot of cheap laughs there. There'll be, you know, kind of like the dregs of a storyline for you to follow.
And also hilarious comedians that are his best friends will be in the movie. Yeah, it's going to be great.
You don't need much storyline for that, do you?
That's what I mean. There'll be like some kind of, you'll be like, oh yeah, I think I see a bit of a storyline here. It doesn't matter.
You're squinting your eyes.
Yeah, the gags and the jokes and all that sort of stuff.
Well, hopefully as soon as possible is my hope there.
It's been fairly well documented on the show that this past weekend just gone, I was living the bachelor lifestyle.
Yes.
How good.
Stephen's weekend of freedom is circled on many calendars. Everyone was, you know, thinking about you while you were having it, all that sort of stuff.
And I'm sure there were many celebrations around Newcastle and the Hunter, as sure. I was celebrating as well, simultaneously, because right. my partner Siobhan was away for the weekend, which meant yep. I was left to my own devices.
Dangerous.
Now, obviously, I didn't enjoy myself, and like we said, it was documented, I did get a little bit silly, and, you know, packed a lot into that weekend.
As is your right.
But throughout the duration of those 2 days, I experienced one of the real luxuries in life. And something that I haven't experienced for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Waking up in the morning and rolling to the other side of the bed. Now, this sounds stupid
and you giggle
and you laugh away. That's fine. But I feel like for, you know, the three of us in here and you guys as well, the collective group of early risers, this is something we don't get to experience too often.
Oh, it is so rare.
Because we're always the first ones out of the bed.
Always the first one up, always the first one out of the bed. So, you know, like sometimes, for example, I'm normally pretty good at getting all my stuff in order before I come to work.
Yeah.
But if for some reason I do have to duck back into the room to grab me keys or whatever I've forgotten, Siobhan is full eagle every morning, spread eagle. Across the bed.
She's taken up the entire thing.
In the space of like 30 seconds I've left her because it is one of the luxuries in life.
To have a whole queen bed to yourself, you do feel like a queen.
You do.
I don't know. I feel like as the ones who are first up, we are always kind of rolling on the spot, you know, and the whole sheet drags with you.
Rotisserie chicken situation.
Exactly. We don't get the freedom to roll nilly-willy, per se.
Yeah.
But on Sunday morning with Siobhan away, nilly-willy, I did roll. honestly, like, and the feeling of just, you know, yeeting yourself to the other side of the bed where there's, like, the sheets are so cool and fresh, a new pillow, it's luxury, honestly.
And then an hour later, you can roll back again.
Oh, yeah. And it feels just as fresh the second time, doesn't it? Oh, honestly, this is just a shout out to all the early risers. That's all of us here participating at the moment.
Yeah.
Quick question though, Stephen. Is this kind of like your gateway into having separate beds when you move out together?
No, no.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm I love Siobhan more than I love the feeling of rolling over.
I don't think you do.
I got it for close second.
Yeah, and here's the thing as well. If you eat ice cream for breakfast, lunch and dinner, it's not a treat anymore.
That's true.
You want that as a once in a while treat, because boy, oh boy, it's good when you get it.
I'm still enjoying it, aren't I?
Look at his little grin on his little face.
New FM. De Novos.
Novocastrians, right? We're pretty well known for our innovative tendencies, our creative minds, helping out each other in the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this next story, someone has gone on to invent a local dog taxi service to make things easier for their fellow Novocastrians. I'm all for it. I think it's fantastic.
Dog taxi.
This is a bit of fun, isn't it?
So what, they chuck up a paw to hail it down, do they? This, you know, on King Street after a big night or something.
Ready to go at all times.
That's so fun, Grevo. Well done. Let me just give you a little bit of an idea of what this is about. So I've seen a post on the Lake Macquarie Community Facebook page, and it's advertising this service. It's called Mac and Co., I guess Mac and Company or whatever.
Mm.
For those kind of short on time or who are unable to use suitable transport, people can get their dogs driven to the vet, to the groomers, maybe to doggy daycare, things like that. There's available pickup and drop-off. Even the owners can ride along with them. So it's basically just like a taxi service. You just got to call them up and say, this is what I need you for. I need you to take, you know, my little poodle to the vet. I can't do it. And they just do it.
Now, you say even the owners can go with them.
Yeah, yeah, they
I would
jump
assume
in.
The owners would have to. What, you can just send your pet and go, off you go, no worries.
No, it doesn't really specify. They just said, look, we'll just pick them up and take them for you.
See, that could be helpful in some situations.
Mm.
You know, you want to, as you said, send to the vet or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or I've heard of this, and this sounds bizarre, but when sometimes like people break up, they've shared custody of the dog.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Like, I don't want to see you, but I'll send the dog over and you can have the dog for a bit.
That's actually a very good idea. I know someone who could benefit from that. So I should just tell them.
I wonder if they take your furry friend to the vet, as we used an example before, do they stay for the duration of that vet stay, or
probably just come back for the pickup?
Yeah, how do they know when it's all done?
Vet can phone you.
Yeah, pass the contact details.
There you go.
So there you go.
That is good, because the dogs hate going to the vet. And
they
if you can put the blame on someone else, you look like the good guy.
Oh, good cop, bad cop type situation, you reckon?
Yeah, you're just the treat giver, not the vet taker.
Oh, what did they do to you? Come here, I'll look after you.
Not my fault. I couldn't help it. If it was up to me, you wouldn't have had to go.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I've noticed there's been a change at the Mayfield Hot Bread. They're at the front, they've changed all their signage. It used to be just bakery or whatever.
Mm.
They're now advertising like pork rolls and street food.
And street food.
Yeah.
Have they changed ownership, or they've just changed advertising?
Not that I know of. I know the owners went on holiday for like a month, and then they had some like family or friends running it for a while.
Were they always doing like banh mi's and stuff like that?
The banh mi's is only a year or two old, probably.
Right.
So I think they've gone, well, this is actually very popular.
Yeah, of course. They know how to market. Yeah.
Yeah, we might do less sort of, you know, white bread rolls and sort of white tin loaves and stuff, and maybe I don't know what that means. What's coming? All of this in the future is an exciting future, in my opinion.
That's good. They've had an upgrade. I like it.
Yeah.
There'll be a couple like pork skewers and stuff, I reckon.
Well,
what they mean by straight food.
Well, I hope there's that
a couple
and more.
Spring rolls and stuff in the, in the little Bay Marie.
Yeah. Well, who knows what could be coming? Imagine that little barbecuing section out the front on the main road there in Maitland Road in Mayfield. That is a good new development, is all I'll say.
Close to you as well, which is very convenient,
walking
isn't it?
Distance.
Oh, guys, something's happened in my household, and I feel a bit triggered, a bit targeted, and I don't know what's going on, and I need help to figure this out.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you, Ari.
Okay, well, that's good. So the other day, so I got home on the weekend, and Mum was like, oh, let's go out shopping. Let's do some groceries. I said, no problem, Mum. Let me just go get changed. It was a little bit cold around the Cam Park area, so I'm like, oh, I'll go put a jacket on. So I was searching through my wardrobe, and I chose probably the first thing that popped out was my old Year 12 school jumper, like the school leavers jerseys. Everyone had one, right?
Yeah.
Name on the back and the year that you finished. So mine was 2015, for example. So I was like, yep, I'll throw that on. That's nice and warm and cozy. Went to walk out into the garage. Mum goes, what do you think you're doing? And I was like, what's wrong? She goes, you go and change, please. I said, why? What's wrong with my clothes? And she goes, it is not acceptable for you at your age and so long being out of school to wear your Year 12 school leavers jersey. I said, that's a farce. That's absolute lies. Absolutely. I should be able to wear that. No, we're having this little tizzy about it. She was not having it.
I'm sorry, Ari. Your mum's right.
How, though? Yeah, it's just a jumper.
And what concerns me the most about this story is the fact that your jumper was towards the top of the pile, which makes me fear that this is not an isolated event, but rather has been done on multiple occasions.
It actually hasn't. It was by chance that it was like right
there. It doesn't just find its way to the top of the pile. It doesn't have legs. It didn't just jump its way up there.
I have not categorized my clothes, so it's
been recently washed and recently worn.
Yeah,
and then it's straight back folded on the top of the pile.
So jokes aside, though. Is it not socially acceptable
you can't
to wear
that.
Why not,
You can't
though?
Wear it out and about. As soon as the last time I wore my leavers jersey was my last day of year 12.
As soon as you hear that bell ringing, the final bell of the final day of year 12, it's like a clock has come down on that last day and you can no longer wear that piece of clothing anymore.
That is so depressing.
And don't get me wrong. I'm all for sustainable fashion.
Yes.
I'm an outfit repeater. That stuff doesn't bother me. I'm not like one wear, one time type guy.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like the difference is, it's like you're boasting about having gone to school when
Absolutely.
Everyone else has gone to school.
Yeah, but like, I finished year 12.
It's the equivalent of I Run a Race. Wearing your leavers jersey out and about is the equivalent of I Run a Race sticker.
Oh, well, I wore those too. But like, no, my thing is, though, like, they take ages. Like, when you order them, it takes a good, like, 8 months by the time you actually get the jacket or jumper, and you pay a fortune for them, like $80. It's like, oh, money well spent. Got to get your money's worth, right?
Yeah, but didn't you finish 8 years ago?
I don't know. I can't do maths. 2015. You calculate that.
9 years
ago. Coming up to 9 years ago. It shouldn't be having a 10th birthday in your wardrobe.
Oh. Well, and
you can wear it only inside the walls of your house, I think, should be the maximum.
That's it. And they are comfy, so you can wear them at home. That's fine. And it's a rare time that I endorse taking fashion advice from your parents, but you got to listen to your mum.
No, I disagree. I think it's still cool. All right, but since you guys are so against me, I need Newcastle's help. 4967-4105. Help us weigh in on this debate. Is it socially acceptable to don the Year 12 school leavers jersey way after you finish school?
It's a no from myself.
Yeah, big fat no from me as well. Sorry, Ari.
Well, maybe you think it. Maybe you want to support Ari, back Ari up. I don't think we're going to find anyone here, to be honest.
I reckon we will. No,
or maybe you're going to support Stephen and I and say, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, 4967-4105. In Gilliston Heights, Nicole, what is your thoughts on wearing your leavers jersey out and about after school?
Yes, definitely. I'm a 1999 school leaver and I've still got mine and I still wear it. So it's comfortable and I don't care what people think.
Oh, Nicole, that's awesome.
So 25 years later, you've still got it on.
Yep.
Oh, there you
wow,
go.
Wow, that's
Ari,
impressive.
You have found your people.
I have. See, I knew I wasn't the only one.
There we go.
You know what? Nicole has been wearing that leavers jersey for as long as I've been alive. I was born in 99. That is outrageous. I can't believe that.
Wow.
I'm glad I did. I'm
Well, to be fair, you've done well then, haven't you? Still that, fitting into the high school jersey.
That right there is a flex.
105.3 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest to Lux.
All right, putting three things in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Very simple. The prize is lovely. How about this? A family pass for Rippert Golf. You can play the putt-putt there. We've all been. It's amazing, right?
Yep, absolutely. Lovely. Winning on winning. Let's get into this, I reckon.
Let's meet our contestant for today.
The person trying to put three things in order, hopefully capable of that. We head to Newcastle. Cardia, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am absolutely flying. You excited, ready to go?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's do this thing. Let's sure. get into it.
Okay, I've got three items here for you. The first one is a Bunnings 52-litre light-duty moving carton from Bunnings Katara.
Okay.
The next item is a WD-40 multi-purpose lubricant can, 425 gram, from Super Cheap Auto Mayfield.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And the third item is a Snickers Pods packet from Coles Waratah, 160 gram.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Okay. So we'll do the Snickers first.
Yeah.
Snickers Pod packet. Pods yeah. are there a bit. Yep. Ooh la la. All right. Okay. All right. We'll chuck them the lowest. All right. And,
Number two, I can't remember what it was.
So you've got the 52-litre carton from Bunnings and you've got the WD-40, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so WD-40 and then the Bunnings. So in reverse.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
The Snickers to begin. The Snickers from Coles Waratah, the pods, 160 grams, come in at $5.36.
Ooh.
Yep. That's good.
Okay. Second.
Oh, counting those chickens. They haven't hatched yet.
Second, you had the
WD-40.
WD-40, yeah, 425 gram can.
Oh, yep.
Was $11.89.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, so.
That's good.
Everything to play for here, because at the moment, they are in ascending order.
My God, Creamer.
So we need this 52-litre carton from Bunnings to be more than $11.89. That's right.
I hope so.
Dollar sign.
Okay.
First number two.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it's $2.50. Oh, no. Unfortunately, no. That is an incorrect. Thank you so much for playing, though, Cadia.
No problem. Thank you so much.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Something amazing is coming to the western end of Lake Macquarie.
Right.
It's for my La Familia, my family,
it's
my Italian
class,
family.
Is it?
Yeah, that a bit of culture.
That would be making its way over the west part of Lake.
Oh, that's a big claim.
It's so rude. So mouth-watering eatery will be opening its doors in a small yet humble part of Lake Macquarie, just about on my doorstep. I'm talking about West Walls End.
Right. Yes. What's opening there?
So, KFC's. Get ready. You've already got one in Cairn Park. That's enough culture for Cameron Park. The Taste of Italy is coming, so I'm talking about Fat Nonna's Pizzeria.
Oh, here we go.
That is exciting,
That's
actually.
Good news for everyone out there.
I hold my hands up. That actually is exciting.
Well, it is. Like, they've already got stores in Belmont and Cardiff, but now the franchise, it's expanding again. It's so popular that it's come out to West Walls End. So they're in the middle right now of doing their fit-out process. So they've posted on their Facebook page saying, West Walls End, get ready, we're coming for you. We're opening our doors soon. It looks really luxurious. Looks beautiful in there so far. And I did notice that earlier on this month, they're also looking to hire staff. So like expert pizza makers and, you know, pasta extraordinaires.
Expert taste testers.
I'm sure they would. Would you throw your hand up for that?
I think Fat Nonna's is, at this stage in my Newcastle rankings, second best pizza.
There you go.
Really?
I think so. I think
in all of Newcastle.
There's
all
a lot of
Newcastle.
Mm. Yeah.
I still think Sapori Taylor's is number one.
Yeah.
Fat Nonna's number two, I think.
Okay, that's the Stephen ranking right there.
Interesting. Well, it's not just about the pizzas. They've got pasta there, like different garlic breads, things like that. So they've got heaps of stuff. All your Italian favourites.
I don't think I've actually tried it.
Have you not?
No.
I've been to the one at Cardiff a few times.
Yeah, when you were at the castle, live in the castle.
Yeah, yeah, when I was in Charlestown. And yeah, never been disappointed. Not once.
That is, that's big. Mm. Well, good news for, I guess, foodies out there. That is fantastic. I think Ari, though, as a resident Italian.
Yes.
Well, you know, as you call yourself.
Mamma mia.
And a resident, like Mac, resident as well.
Like
and,
Macian.
And celebrity. I think we should try and get you to do the ribbon cutting.
Yes, let's do it.
Big bit pair of novelty up. Scissors. I'm sure New Italy's got a spare set she can lend you.
Yeah, Kay Fraser's wrapping up her time, isn't she?
Yes.
So she won't be available to cut the ribbon.
Yeah, so you could just borrow her scissors.
I should.
And then do the ribbon. Let's try and get in contact with them.
Yes, so
and
anyone
try and sort this out.
Who either eats or owns Fat Nonna's, hit us up.
Yeah, if you've got any connection to Fat Nonna's, hit us up on Instagram.
Big or small. Anything good help.
At the Novos _, because I would love to have Ari there to do the big ceremonial snip through the ribbon.
And with a free slice of pizza too, we'll go down a treat.
There we go. Oh, you're just trying to, I guess,
shoehorn your way into that, aren't you?
Yeah, free pizza is the main goal, let's face it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So one of my favourite things in this world is winding my mum up when she gets over-emotional.
What has she done? What has she done?
So Mass is still on, right? So we've got another week left. Anyway, so getting into the pointy end of the season, emotions flying high. You know, we've come to the point where people are starting to confess either if they like or love each other or hate each other's guts or whatever on the show. Well, spoiler alert, last night somebody mentioned that they were completely in love with their wife.
Oh.
On the show. It was gorgeous. Mum.
So rare. Oh.
Mum was like, oh my God, that is so sweet. And she started crying. And I go,
Mum, the Kleenex.
You just need to calm down. She's like, oh, but it's just so beautiful. You don't hear this anymore. I was giving it, so much heat for it. It was so funny. You can't watch anything with any type of happy emotion in it. Mum just falls to pieces in tears.
Ah, that's a bit cute, really.
It's hilarious, though.
Was the love reciprocated?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
She hugged him back and she's like, I love you too. And I'm like, it's fake news. But yeah.
Oh, you are cold hearted, aren't you?
So
cynical. So cynical.
A story came to me over the weekend, which I think could be of interest to you guys. Basically, I went to a going away party. Two of my close friends, they're off to go work and live in Canada.
Oh, how cool is that?
Bit of a rite of passage for young people, isn't it?
Well, that's it. A very exciting adventure they're about to embark on. But with a move like that comes a lot of life admin. Obviously, you've got your visa sorted, you've got to downsize and pack. Another thing you've got to do is resign from your current job.
Sure.
Oh,
now, the both of them work at the same company, in a very similar job.
Okay.
One of them, the more junior of the two, has been there for a couple years less, received on his final day a bottle of bourbon.
Oh, that's a good parting gift, isn't it?
That is a nice gift.
It is a nice gift.
Farewell, nice cheap. Farewell.
The bloke had been there longer, in the more senior position. Mm. He, however, on his last day, received a Woolies mud cake.
Is that a joke?
He is blowing up deluxe like you wouldn't believe.
As if you wouldn't be, hey? Where's my bourbon?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But sometimes the company does cheap out on your gift.
Mm.
It happens. It happens.
It feels long gone are the days of the watch at 25 years or whatever you used to
get.
Gold
watch.
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
Literally, it was.
It feels like a distant memory.
Yeah.
Now, you do get stuff that seems a lot less significant and certainly cheaper.
Preach it.
Sometimes the gift is so small you're left scratching your head.
Mm.
So when I left my job at Dubbo, the parting gift I got was a $20 voucher. At this point you're thinking, oh, yeah, not too bad, for the Zoo Cafe.
Now, at this point, lived in Dubbo for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Been to the zoo heaps of times. Not going back there to eat at the cafe. Plus,
one final time.
Plus, I would have to buy a ticket to get in.
Yeah, seems irrelevant.
Definition of a terrible party gift.
Well, when I left Bunnings, 5 years of service there,
yeah,
I got $20 Bunnings voucher. You thought, just give me cash. Put it in my paycheck.
Anything but. I've already bought everything I want to buy at Bunnings.
Yeah, no. I was definitely one of those people who, when I left one of my other radio jobs, ended up just having like a cupcake. Just one cupcake. Not even a pack of four from Woolies.
Pretty stingy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is stingy.
Thanks for your service. Here's nothing.
This is what we want to do. 4967 4105. The worst gift you've received from your job, whether it was like a parting gift or retirement gift or whatever it was.
Yep.
North Rothbury is where we head. Dylan, what's your story? What's the worst gift you got from work?
Oh, well, in my last job, I had been there 2 years and I thought, yes, they're going to finally reward me for all my hard work and energy and everything else that I've been giving to the job.
As they should.
And that's right. And I got handed this tiny, like, little gift and I thought, oh, yes, some jewellery, you know, something sparkly, you know, a nice restaurant voucher out. And when I opened it, it was 2 boxes of Uno cards.
No. What are you going to do with Uno cards for? Like, you know.
Well, you know it's fun, but you don't need 2 boxes for it.
Yeah, that is absolutely terrible. And definitely, no wonder you'd leave a job like that.
They've got the old 2-for-1, haven't they? At the post office or something like that.
Oh,
we'll go to Madawi. Gabby, what's your story? What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. So once I left the business, and they very cheerily gave me a receptionist spell as a gift.
A bell. Oh, my God. To get your attention, you know, when you walk up to a counter. Is that what you're talking about?
Ding. One of those, yeah.
Wow.
So insulting.
Have you used it?
I keep it on my piano and I annoy my partner with it.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds like a good gift.
Sounds perfect. You got heaps of work out of it from your partner doing stuff. All right. To Nelson Bay next. Rosie, what's your story?
Hi. I got a letter bridge from my boss. So I don't know why, but that's what he gave me.
You got a what, sorry?
A loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Was it at least, you know, all right, or was it a bit stale?
Well, it was made in a dough maker, I guess, at home, a bread machine.
I didn't even spend money on it. He just made it at home. And you know that, like, make-at-home bread in a bread maker all has that same weird taste to it?
Yeah, it does.
There's something about it that's just a little bit off somehow.
And most of the time it's really dense and
Well, I think a loaf of bread is the worst gift we've heard. So, Rosie, we'll send you a couple tickets off to Spiegel Tent to go see Limbo the Return.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
There you go. A loaf of bread has got you something good in the end.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
It's safe to say that I, like many other battling reserve graders around Newcastle and the Hunter, my attendance at pre-season training has left a bit to be desired. I probably haven't been to as many sessions as I should have.
Kind of
disappointing as the number one draft pick as well.
Mighty Carter Four.
Your words, not mine. But I'm a little bit concerned I'm getting exposed this evening at our club's intra-club match.
Ooh.
So we've got like scratch match amongst the team.
Oh no, Stephen.
One of our last hit-outs before the season. And you keep saying, oh, I've got heaps of time to get myself ready. Oh, I've got 3 months to get fit. I've got 2 months to get fit. I've got 2 weeks to get fit.
Oh my God.
So I'm a bit concerned about how I'm going to go this evening. I think there's some blokes who have been training a fair bit harder than myself.
So where is this big match at?
Oh, it's at the home of the Mighty Carter Hawks, Pasterfield.
Okay.
Yo, Cameron Park, around the corner from me.
There you go. So, Ari, you going to go watch?
Yeah,
brilliant. Well, grab yourself a ticket. It's going to be a great one to get around and see Stephen in his prime. That's what some are saying.
You, only you.
Gen Z being a bit dirty.
Talk dirty to me.
Right, okay.
Is this a story we're going to like? Or?
I don't know. Like Stephen, you're the only Gen Z.
I'd be Gen Z as well.
You are as well? Okay, I've got two Gen Zs in the room. How about this? This is the headline.
Oh, okay.
30% of Gen Zers admit to wearing their underwear multiple times without washing.
How many?
30%. One in three. So there's two of you in here. Is there any of you guys doing it? If not, it's another one somewhere in the building.
I thought you were going to take another angle with this. I was getting excited, Creamer. No, I have to say I'm a clean Gen Zer then. I do not reuse my underwear.
So apparently Gen Z is from 97 to 2012. So that's you, right, Ari?
That is definitely me.
Stephen?
I think, all honesty, two-thirds of Gen Zers are lying.
What do you mean?
What?
I've certainly done it before. I think, you know what? I reckon everyone's probably done it before.
You don't wear, you wear fresh undies every time.
You've never, ever wore same undies 2 days in a row.
No.
Never.
No. That's disgusting.
In a pinch, I have. No. Like on a school camp or something when you're like, oh, no, I've forgotten another pair or like,
This is talking about day-to-day life.
Yeah, what if you're just sitting around and you haven't done anything all day? You know, you kind of just, like, you're working at an office job, you've just been sitting, knocking about, you haven't sweated that much. It's nice aircon.
One thing to say.
Disgusting.
Nah, if you just sat around all day in that, I think it's fine.
It gets worse. 36% of Gen Zers say they'll reuse their gym gear.
How many, sorry?
36%. That's one third.
Ooh, no.
I draw the line there.
Even if you spend most, and let's face it, a lot do, spend most of their time on TikTok while in the gym, you haven't worked out much, you still can't reuse your gym gear. That is
36% disgusting. Seems high.
It's one in three. So if you see, and let's face it, you'll see three Gen Zers at the gym. One of them is in yesterday's gym gear. That is so gross.
Yeah, but you may have washed it the night before.
No. They're saying without being washed. Don't you find that filthy?
Yeah, even I draw the line there.
Gym gear, you've even got a separate washing basket for it, right?
Yeah, because it stinks up your other washing.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm happy to re-wear undies if you haven't done anything, if you haven't sweated in them. But as soon as you've sweated in something, it needs to get washed.
What undies are you wearing today?
I don't know. Have a look. I got Sunday undies on.
Which means they're on day three. Proof right there.
New FM.
De Novos.
Oh, this is going to confuse some people. It's confusing me, but I'm also excited for it. So there's rumours at the moment flying through the internet that we could in fact be getting a Sims movie. You know the PC game The Sims or Sims?
Yeah.
It's going to be made into a film.
I don't understand what that would be about.
Well, that's the thing. So the Sims, right, okay, released 24 years ago now, the first ever version.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a life simulation video game where players create their own people, design their homes, oversee their careers, their family, their day-to-day life. Yeah, so put that into
a film script.
You need, like, a really strong storyline.
Is it Seinfeld-esque, you reckon, with, like, a show that's about nothing? You know how Seinfeld, they always market it as a show that's about nothing?
Yeah.
Do you reckon the Sims movie will be a movie about nothing?
Or do they break out and, become real or something like that?
Yeah.
Or you become, move into their house? It sucks you in.
Yeah, like Flubber, where, you know, like they try to create their perfect woman or something like that on the computer, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, in real life, she walks out into the real world.
So what is, do we know
anything?
Any details? No. Do we know if it's going to be live action, if it's going to be animated?
It should be a live action. That's what we're looking at. But other than that, they're keeping every detail under wraps. But this is going to create conversation, right? Speculation as to what this is going to be doing as a storyline.
Well, that's the thing as well. Anyone who's played Sims will have a million questions about this.
Yeah.
Sure.
The one that's at the forefront of my mind is, will they be speaking English or like Simish, that weird like gibberish language they speak in the games?
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon.
Like it'd be a subtitle movie.
Yeah, then subtitles provided.
SBS at 10 o'clock at night.
Because it wouldn't quite be as immersive, I don't think, if it was in English. It doesn't feel like The Sims.
No, it wouldn't, but maybe they'll just do like a conversion thing. They might have, you know, some of it in the Simish dialect.
Oh, they'll write that into the script.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. This has got legs. And Margot Robbie is also producing it. So it's going to be good.
That is a surprise that she must be. I reckon she's a secret fan.
Oh, of course she would be.
Because they walk amongst us. Like, the adult fans of this video game genre are amongst us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have multiple friends that play The Sims all the time.
Friends.
Yeah, I do too.
Multiple friends.
No, there's a community of us,
When did you last play?
Like, a couple weeks ago.
You are that multiple friend.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
And I feel like my, I guess, interest in motor racing is increasing.
Is it?
So, obviously, I've been watching Drive to Survive. I'm only about four seasons behind. So
I was going to say, whereabouts are you up to?
But, obviously, Netflix is going, this person might be interested in all this sort of stuff. The algorithm got me. Yesterday, I watched Ford vs. Ferrari.
Oh, great movie.
That is a great movie. Very long, though, for a school night.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it takes age. I'd watch it in two parts, to be fair. Part one, part two.
10:15, I finished last night. I still got to wash up.
Oh, dear. Nightmare. Worth it, though? Enjoyed the film?
Such a good movie, though.
Right.
Yeah, there's one recommended for you, Ari.
All right, done deal.
Sports movies you want. I got your recommendations, don't worry.
Stephen has you sorted.
I'll sort yous out later. Hey, the world of social media has rotted the mind of so many, right?
That is true. That's safe undeniable.
And I feel like there is now this blind pursuit of validification through likes and comments. Ding, ding, ding. Makes you feel good intrinsically. For a lot of people, they continue to chase that feeling, that high of the likes and the comment count.
Yes.
Which has led some to turn to the dark art of social media stealing.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm coining it anyway. This is happening in Newey Parking Fails as we speak. Now, if you're not a part of Newey Parking Fails, get yourself on that page.
Join it.
Okay. I guess it's just a testament to what we all know, that sometimes there are so many dumb people on the roads in Newcastle.
Oh, you don't need to join a Facebook page to know that. You see it every day in a
drive 15 minutes. You see it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's the fun area of evidence, though, isn't it?
Because exactly.
Photos of people parking across two lines, say, or in a disabled spot when they're not, all that kind of thing.
Well, that's exactly what's happened here. So a lady, her name's Georgia, she's posted in between two facepalm emojis some words saying Katara Shopping Centre, obviously location, and accompanied with this little, I guess, post is a photo of a car taking up three bays. It's like in the middle of, I guess, like an L-shape three bays. It would be the hypotenuse of said triangle, right?
It's okay, just
it squeezed itself right across all three bays.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, this has enraged a lot of people, and there's lots of comments. But the top comment under the post is from another lady who's called Stace, and she said, "This is my photo from Charlestown. I posted this a month ago."
You're joking. It's not even the same shopping centre.
And only a month ago.
She's got receipts. She's got the screenshots.
Oh, my God.
And a lot of people in the comments, even unprompted by this, have gone, "I feel like I've seen this photo before." Because, like you said, Creep, a month is not long enough to have left this.
And it's not one of those Facebook feeds or pages that is posting 20 times a day. It's that people have like a high, I guess, standard for what constitutes a fail.
Sure.
And if it's not a proper fail, it gets roasted.
Correct. And also, I guess admins can go, it's not a real fail.
Yeah, that's not that good.
It doesn't see the light of day.
Well, yeah, fair enough. My question is, though, is this person who's allegedly stolen this photo, has she done it, I guess, to claim it as her own, or she's just said, "Oh, this is what I've seen, check this out."
She's like chasing.
Well, there's a lot of people asking similar questions to you guys in the comments, and a lot of just, why would someone do this sort of thing? So there is a response from the perpetrator, or the alleged perpetrator. She said, "Sorry, I thought it was mine because I do Uber and I see heaps of parking fails. I've got about 200 photos of idiots on the road in my camera. Thought it was mine."
Yeah, right.
She thought it was what? She was just doing a clear out, Likely story.
Oh, man. Oh, that one. As if you wouldn't remember that. That is iconic. If you saw that with your own eyes, you would never forget.
Oh, absolutely. It kind of feels a little bit like catfishing, but with car parking fails instead of a person.
Well, like, what is this world coming to? Do we have to start watermarking every photo we post on any page ever?
Probably.
Seems like we'll have to.
Oh, it's not a world I want to be a part of, I don't think. Like, that just stop stealing people's stuff.
Come on,
stop
Newcastle.
Stop caring so much.
Do better.
New FM.
De Novos. De Novos.
That's us done and dusted for today.
Yay!
Have a great day, everyone. What's on for the rest of your days?
Well, I've got a special date planned with my partner Mitch this afternoon. He doesn't know any of the details. I'm very excited.
Keep that a surprise.
Yes.
Yeah, I just got the scratch match for the Mighty Carter Forks.
That's right. If you're available and you're near Pastor Fields, get yourself a ticket. It'll be a good. What time? 6 o'clock, wasn't it?
I think so.
All right. Well, we'll see you there, Stephen.
Yeah, everyone will see you there. Hopefully, we can sell out.
Hey, don't forget as well, right throughout the day, New FM's Trivia Temptation is still to play. You can fill up your wallet.
Yeah.
Just with a couple simple trivia questions. It's so simple.
That thing to the brim.
The more questions you answer right, the more money you win. But if you risk it all and get it wrong, you end up with nothing.
That's right.
Your next chance to play in your work day with Scott Shipping from Pell, and we play right through until, you know, I guess, Joel, the 100% live and local drive home.
Perfect. Here's my advice. Risk it.
You reckon? Risk it for the biscuit.
Always risk it. That's my advice. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was De Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.